Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the heart of Provo, Utah, stands a building with a history so dark that it seems to pulse with the echoes of its past. The Utah State Hospital, founded in 1885, is the first mental institution in the state, but its legacy extends far beyond the treatment of the mentally ill. Over the years, this once revolutionary facility became infamous for its overcrowding, unethical treatments, and a haunting atmosphere that still lingers today. And while its original purpose may have been to heal, many believe that the souls of those who suffered there never truly left. Visitors and staff alike have reported disembodied voices, shadowy figures, and an overwhelming sense of dread, especially in the old, deteriorating buildings. But is this just the product of a troubled history, or is something more sinister at play? Could the very walls of this institution be haunted by the pain of its past? Tonight, we're diving into the mysterious and unsettling world of the Utah State Hospital, where the line between the living and the dead is anything but clear. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Nestled in the foothills of Provo, Utah, the Utah State Hospital stands as a monument to the state's troubled past with mental health care. Opened in 1885 as the Territorial Insane Asylum, the hospital was one of the first attempts at providing institutional care for individuals with mental illnesses in the state. At the time, it was hailed as a necessary step toward providing proper treatment for the mentally ill. However, the hospital's history would soon take a dark turn. In its early years, the facility was plagued by overcrowding, lack of resources, and inadequate care. Those who were sent here were often treated with cruel and outdated methods, such as lobotomies, electroshock therapy, and other forms of barbaric restraint. The asylum quickly became notorious for its inhumane practices, with many patients languishing in deplorable conditions. Though the hospital's aim was to treat patients, the realities were far from therapeutic. It wasn't just the physical toll that took its toll on patients. The emotional and psychological damage was equally severe. As the years wore on, the facility became overcrowded with little hope of reform. Reports of mistreatment, neglect, and even instances of cruelty began to surface, contributing to the hospital's growing reputation as a place of suffering and despair. For decades, these conditions persisted. Despite reforms in the late 20th century that sought to modernize the institution and improve patient care, the damage had already been done. The stories of suffering, pain, and mistreatment at Utah State Hospital remained like shadows clinging to the very walls. It was in this atmosphere of neglect and despair that the first whispers of paranormal activity began to surface. Former patients, visitors, and staff all began to report strange occurrences. In the old, abandoned buildings, people began to hear voices, whispers, and cries that echoed through the hallways. Staff reported seeing shadowy figures lurking just beyond their sight. Cold spots seemed to appear out of nowhere, sending shivers down the spines of those who dared to walk the halls after dark. Was it the trauma and pain of the past manifesting in these strange experiences, or was there something more sinister at play? To understand the full scope of these events, we must first look at the hospital's physical layout. The buildings themselves have a haunting presence with their looming, decaying structures and dark hallways that twist and turn in ways that seem almost unnatural. These old buildings were built in a time before modern architecture, with narrow windows and claustrophobic rooms that create an atmosphere of isolation. Some believe the very layout of these buildings, designed to house the mentally ill, has an influence on the eerie phenomena reported by those who enter. The architecture in some ways seems to feed into the idea that the hospital is haunted. Long, dark corridors and rooms that appear to have no logical purpose can warp the perception of those who traverse them. Combine this with the unresolved suffering of the many patients who died in those halls, and it's no wonder that some believe the very space is imbued with the energy of their trauma. But what of the psychological explanations for the reports of paranormal activity? Some argue that the mind, particularly when under stress or duress, is capable of experiencing heightened senses that can lead to the belief that something supernatural is occurring. Could the eerie reports be the result of suggestion or even the psychological imprint left by generations of trauma? Environmental factors such as electromagnetic fields created by the hospital's old electrical systems or the deteriorating buildings themselves may have also contributed to the heightened feelings of unease. As the stories of hauntings grew, so did the legend of Utah State Hospital. Patients, staff, and visitors began to share their experiences, and soon the hospital was known not just as a mental institution, but as one of the most haunted places in Utah. The walls, it seemed, were not just witnesses to suffering, they were now keeping the memories alive. This strange confluence of history, architecture, and psychological trauma set the stage for the more intense paranormal encounters that would follow. As the years went by, the ghost stories surrounding Utah State Hospital only intensified. What began as whispers of strange noises and fleeting glimpses of shadows soon transformed into something far more unsettling. The hospital, particularly its older buildings, became a focal point for paranormal investigations. Groups of ghost hunters and curious visitors from all over the country arrived, eager to experience the rumored hauntings for themselves. What they found, however, was more than they expected. Perhaps the most consistent paranormal report from those who visited or worked at the hospital was the overwhelming presence of disembodied voices. Staff, patients, and even those simply passing by reported hearing faint whispers and cries echoing through the empty corridors. The voices, though never clearly identifiable, seemed to come from all directions, sometimes even following those who walked through the halls. What made these accounts even more chilling was the fact that many claimed the voices seemed to respond to their presence as if aware of their actions. Some visitors even reported hearing their names whispered, as though being beckoned by the spirits that lingered in the building. In addition to the voices, shadowy figures were a frequent part of the hospital's paranormal lore. Staff and guests alike described seeing fleeting shadows darting around corners or moving just out of the corner of their eye. These apparitions seemed to have no discernible form or pattern, yet the constant sightings only added to the belief that the hospital was indeed haunted. It wasn't just the darkness of the old building that caused these sightings. Witnesses often claimed the figures had an almost human-like quality, though they were often too far away to be fully made out. Perhaps the most eerie reports involved those who had spent extended time in the hospital. Former staff and patients have spoken of a feeling of being watched, an almost oppressive sensation that permeates the old wings of the facility. In the moments when no one was around, they claimed the feeling was most intense, like eyes were upon them. Even when there was no one there, the feeling seemed to persist long after people left the hospital grounds. For some, the lingering unease continued for days, if not weeks. The sense of dread was often felt most strongly in certain areas of the old buildings. One such place was the old ward, which had long since been closed off to the public. Visitors and investigators alike have reported being overwhelmed by a sudden drop in temperature upon entering, an inexplicable chill that made the hairs on the back of their necks stand up. Some claim to have seen shapes or forms in the shadows, figures that seemed to move just beyond the reach of the light. Others heard distant footsteps, though no one was ever seen walking through the area. Poltergeist-like activity became more frequent as well. Objects, pens, chairs, and other small items were reported to move on their own. In some instances, doors slammed shut without warning, and lights flickered on and off at will. One investigator recounted a particularly unsettling experience when a chair seemingly moved across a room on its own. What was most unnerving about this occurrence was that no one was near the chair, and there was no apparent cause for the movement. For some, these experiences weren't just unsettling. They were terrifying. People who spent time in the old parts of the hospital began to report physical sensations that were impossible to explain. Cold spots, the feeling of being touched, and sudden waves of nausea were just a few of the symptoms felt by those who dared to enter the haunted wings of the hospital. One individual described how they felt an invisible hand gently brush against their shoulder, only to turn around and find no one there. It was as though the spirits that lingered were reaching out, their presence felt in ways that couldn't be denied. While many of the paranormal events were seemingly random, a few patterns began to emerge. Some investigators began to notice that the activity seemed to increase during certain times of the year, particularly in the fall, when the hospital's dark history seemed to take on a more foreboding quality. There were also reports of an uptick in activity on the anniversaries of tragic events that had occurred at the hospital, such as the death of a well-known patient or the anniversary of a particularly dark chapter in the hospital's past. Was this a case of residual hauntings, with the energy of the trauma left behind to replay over and over? Or was it something more intentional, spirits trying to make their presence known? Despite these increasingly intense experiences, some skeptics remained unconvinced, offering psychological explanations for the phenomena. It was argued that the intense emotional and psychological stress experienced by patients and staff at the hospital might have led to heightened senses and suggestibility. Could the belief in hauntings be a byproduct of these heightened emotions, manifesting as real yet unexplainable experiences? Yet for many who experienced these events firsthand, there was no question that something more was at play. The experiences of disembodied voices, shadowy figures, and physical manifestations couldn't easily be explained away. Investigators from across the country continued to arrive, documenting their findings and attempting to unravel the mystery of the hospital's paranormal reputation. As the decades went on, Utah State Hospital continued to build its reputation as one of the most haunted places in Utah. And for many, it became a place where the past and the present seemed to collide in a terrifying way. The line between the living and the dead became increasingly blurred as the hospital's history of mistreatment, suffering, and death left behind a legacy that would not be so easily forgotten. As we look back on the eerie history of the Utah State Hospital, it's hard to ignore the combination of dark history, tortured souls, and the chilling reports that have followed. For many, the question of whether these paranormal encounters are the result of supernatural forces or the psychological effects of trauma and neglect remains open to debate. What's undeniable, however, is that the hospital's past, filled with suffering, mistreatment, and emotional anguish, has left an indelible mark on its buildings, its grounds, and the people who have passed through its doors. From the disembodied voices to the shadowy figures, there's no shortage of strange phenomena tied to this infamous facility. But is it truly haunted? Or are these just products of the mind reacting to years of mental and physical suffering? It's possible that the intense psychological strain experienced by those who lived and worked there could create a heightened sensitivity to environmental cues, electromagnetic fields, decaying architecture, and other triggers that might make the mind more susceptible to perceiving what it wants to believe. After all, the human brain is a powerful thing, and in a place as emotionally charged as the Utah State Hospital, it may be primed to pick up on cues that others might miss. On the other hand, there are those who argue that the experiences reported by witnesses are too consistent to be purely coincidental. Could the trauma of the past have created a kind of spiritual imprint on the environment, residual energy replaying over and over? Or are the spirits of those who suffered there still lingering, their unrest continuing to manifest in the form of unexplained occurrences? After all, many paranormal experts claim that the energy of a place can carry the imprint of the suffering that took place within it. And what of the investigators, the ghost hunters who venture into the old, decaying halls hoping to uncover the truth? They've documented their findings, but the question remains, is the hospital haunted by the past, or is it simply the product of a collective imagination shaped by the building's dark history? Whatever the answer may be, one thing is certain. Utah State Hospital, with its tragic past and eerie present, will continue to captivate the curious and the courageous alike as they seek to uncover the truth behind its haunting reputation. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.